Is the sound okay?
Tamaso majo.
Shanti. Thank you, Gonga. Welcome, everyone. Make yourselves comfortable. I think you already are, but just I always encourage people to sit on the floor if they can, if their bodies allow. And then when you find your place, just allow your eyes to close. Don't leave the atmosphere that Gonga's chanting has enshrined us in. Just let your bodies, your hearts, and your minds continue to be taken by that quality. Which is so sweet and undefended. It's like you offer your experience, your body, your sensations, your thoughts. Just like Ganga was offering her voice, And the chant, there's a quality of devotion. And here, same quality as we surrender our experience moment by moment. Don't feel you have to do anything. It's an effortless surrendering. It happens on its own. The experience itself surrenders itself. The sensation, the thought, the feeling. The sound of this voice. It naturally takes itself back home. And home is this unnameable yet unmistakable and feel your body. The song of your body, the chant of your body. Welcome it as a chant in this unnameable openness. And welcome it such as it is. No need to spiritualize your experience. No need to transform it or relax it or even label what is being tasted. Feel that you're the openness. You are the unnameable. You, the very ordinary you that is perceiving your experience, are this very unnameable, unmistakable I'm having a difficult time putting a name today, so I'm not going to. But you are that one. That one in which the experience of the body, the sound of Ellen's voice, and all other clouds of experience arise. So let your body arise in you. Innocent. You have no expectations for the body to be this way or that way. It doesn't have to look like anything, our eyes are closed. Feel the pulsations, the tinglings, the tensions. Feel the breath, the movement. Feel the weight. Where your pelvis, your hands, your shoulders are called by gravity, just feel that. Feel the quality of the meeting with the earth, chair, the cushion, under your buttocks, your thighs. What's the quality? Is it a friendly quality? Is it the wrestling match of the me, the body against not me, the earth? Feel the body and the earth appear in me, whatever they are, moment by moment. And there's a deep connection between the body and the earth because they're arising in me and out of this field. Somehow they share the same substance. So let yourself innocently feel that. Where the body meets the earth and the earth meets the body, where the hands, the feet, the soles of the feet, and the cushion, the earth, just raw sensation. There are not two things there. Let it be. Let it spread, let it do what it wants. Maybe the body sinks a little bit into the earth, the legs, the hands. The earth is more porous than habitually projected upon. It's just a projection of the mind that creates this hard, inert earth, but let it be porous and alive now. Why not? And safe, friendly. Then the body can relax into it. And the energy of the earth can penetrate the body because there's a connection, and that's what but don't try to make that happen, just see if you can let it resonate. Feel your face, your mask, curious, open, no expectations. I don't have a face. Sometimes I put on a mask, but in my natural state, I'm free of a face. I don't live behind the face, inside the head. But there's a big habit of feeling that I'm located right there behind the eyes, etc. So let's go explore. Let's go inside the mouth. Go inside the mouth. Feel the taste of your own mouth. Feel inside the cheeks, the roof of the palate, the teeth, tension of the teeth. Feel your tongue. Listen to its movements. Travel the length of the tongue all the way back to its root. Welcome any sensation. It's just a coming back to life of inside the mouth. Place a piece of fruit. Visualize placing a piece of fruit, sweet peach, inside the mouth, or whatever fruit, juicy. Let the piece of fruit expand. Filling the whole cavity of the mouth. Relaxing the mouth. It's sweet, it's juicy, it's safe. Let the mouth come to life. And of course, welcome the places that don't want to expand. Maybe the jaw. Is it allowed to relax? Make sure the breath is flowing, and make sure you welcome whatever layers wake up. They may not be pleasant. There may be emotions in the throat. The digestive tract very connected to the mouth. The message is it's safe to relax and expand. Now feel the nose, feel the touch of the tips of the nostrils with the space. And then follow the breath. Follow the breath in through the nostrils. Say hello, hello nostrils, with your tactile sense. I never really visit. What I do is I project on you that you're my nose, and that you have aversions, and that you have preferences, and that you work on behalf of me, the separate one. So feel maybe first the tensions in the nostrils, in the smell, in the sense of smelling. But then let's go and as friends, let's go as friends into these nostrils. As I was saying, feel the tips of the nostrils as if they were dipping into the air. And let the entrance of the nostrils come to life, and then follow the breath. Deep inside the skull. See if you cannot not be the doer. You're just a taster. You've got your tasting kit on, your tactile tasting kit, and you're wide awake. Inside the nostrils, feel all the little, I don't know, are they little hairs or little sensitivity of the inside of the nostrils coming to life. Safe nostrils. Big nostrils, let them expand. let them elongate, they're originating 1 meter in front of the face. And they're wide open because they are undefended nostrils. And the mouth too, it's continuing to feel itself as an openness. No preferences. Everything welcome. But of course, if you feel the, as I was saying, the habit of aversion, of selecting, of preference, which is so married to our senses, welcome that. See what it is. It's not, it's nothing other than a little tension. And now let's move to the ears. With your tactile kit, with your tactile talent, go to the ears. Feel the contour of the ears. On the left, on the right. And feel the temperature of the ears. And then come closer to the entrance of the ear canal, both sides. No expectations. We're going there. We're focusing attention. But at the same time, we come with just this openness so the ears can come to life. Feel you penetrate the ear canal on the left side. Without any violence, you don't really penetrate it. You let it come to life in you, left ear canal, deep inside the skull. Welcome the resistance, the fear, the thinkingness that may be engaging. Now, right side. Touching the entrance of the ear canal with your tactile sense and then letting it come to life, the whole right ear canal deep. Big ears. Elephant ears. Feel the sound of Ellen's voice. Arising in a quality that is more and more open. The ears, in fact, are transparent. They are married to our open being. They don't have to work on behalf of separation. They can work on behalf of openness, which is no work at all. The work begins when the contract is signed with the separate self. I will be your ears, separate self. I will be your mouth, separate self. And I will have to work. Hard. Feel your eyes. Penetrate your eyes and with your tactile sense, go behind the eyeballs. If you can. So maybe you begin by feeling your forehead and the tension in the forehead. Feel the outside of the eyes, your eyelids, where they rest. And then gently kind of penetrate with your tactile sense inside the eye cavities. Feel you're behind the eyeballs. You you just explore the space between the eyeballs and the eye cavity. Gently, go gently, no pushing, no doing, even though we are doing in a way. You're allowed to breathe, it's safe. It's safe to go in there, to say hi. Breathe, feel that the breath can move inside the eye cavities. As if you're going in there and you're bringing a message of liberation. Surrendering the tension that is bubbling up, letting it be. Feel the eye cavities expanding. And because it's their natural state, they will respond to that evocation. Breathe. Big eye cavities, like two big bowls. Feel two big bowls on the left and the right, with the opening of the bowl facing the opening of the eyes. And you feel the eyeballs can drop back deep inside the bowls. Welcome all the layers that arise in this exploration, which may be difficult. The tension, the fear, the aversion. Be happy. When difficult layers come up, it's because they've been liberated. So all we do is we just say hi. And then we point to the space all around. We are the space all around. We are the openness. Feel your whole face now, your whole face. Maybe it's a little bit more alive than earlier. Let it come undone. Let it touch the openness all around. Yes, now feel the body again, the whole body. And feel the different parts of the body. Feel the volumes of the body. Let's feel the volume of the pelvis. Feel the volume of the whole lower body, so including the legs. Just feel it as a volume. And now feel the volume of the torso, including the arms. Really let yourself feel the kind of substance, the width and the depth, the height, the inner space of the torso. And then feel the volume of the top of the body, the head, maybe the shoulders. The weight, the width, the depth. Don't worry about whatever pain or discomfort. Just let that float around. It's okay. And now feel the body as one volume, one global kind of cloud with a volume, a sense of space. Make sure you allow the weight to surrender and feel the quality of space of this body, of this volume. And then feel the space outside the volume of the body. Inside space, and an outside space. And again, inside space, inside the body, maybe there's a temperature. And then moving to the outside space. And what happens? Just observe. Do you have to push through something? Do you have to jump? And again, inside. See if you can make the inside space very homogeneous. And now feel that you don't have to jump or push, that you just go through the pores of the body. Pores of the skin, moving out to the space outside the body. What does it take? What needs to happen? Let it happen. Whatever is saying no, I can't, is fear, resistance. Don't impose, but encourage. Come back inside. And feel and recognize that the space inside and the space outside are one same space, which is you. Let the body recognize that. It's a friendly space. It's not dead, inert space. Feel the whole body again and empty it of its weight in all directions. No weight, cloud, legs, arms, shoulders, hands, wrists, earth eating the body. Openness eating the earth. You're the openness. Feel your body is your heart, and your heart is opening. To discover that your real heart is the openness itself. So it's like hearts opening into the ultimate heart. Yes, I always promise myself I'll start moving earlier, and I don't. But let's slowly bring some movement, and very slowly let your arms, your forearms, slide off the earth, but don't do it. Your forearms, they just are lifted off. Your upper arms are resting alongside your torso, and your shoulders dropping into your elbows. Slowly, slowly, the shoulders and the elbows are moving upwards towards the ears. But those are not the right words, are they? Just feel the slow, smooth sensation of this rising of the arms towards and the shoulders towards the ears. Where is the chin? Make sure the chin is where it wants to be. Dropping the thighs, dropping the pelvis, top of the head to the ceiling. Feel the whole posture. Let it sing. A little bit of a dissonant tone, but let it sing. And then slowly releasing the shoulders, the elbows. Smooth. Don't do it. Nowhere to go, no reason to do it. I am the sky, tasting myself, tasting the layers of separation. Yes, now rest the arms very slow, back down the hands. Collapse the spine, let it round. If you're sitting on the floor, maybe push your cushion away, if you're sitting on a cushion. And if you're sitting on a chair, you can adapt, just rounding the spine. Elongate the legs in front for those who are sitting on the floor. The spine is rounded. Feel the back of the legs. Flex the right heel a little bit and push the right heel forward, just extending your right leg and then let it go. And then the same on the left side, flex the left foot. And then push the left leg a little bit forward and then let it go. And then slide the right leg to the right a little bit. And lazy, very lazy, just flex and bend your left leg so that your left foot comes to rest, if possible, against your right thigh. Your spine is still rounded. And now very slowly, a line of energy from the pubic bone drawing up, and the spine elongates, but it's more like the whole front of the torso is licking the space in front. Very sensual, the meeting of the torso with the space in front. Top of the head, towards the ceiling. Breath. Allowed. Everything allowed. Feel your arms extending and floating off the ground. Cushions of airs. Lifting the arms so there's no weight. No weight. Sliding on the space. Long arms. Fingers touching the wall in front. Cut the space right and left, opening the wings. Open the palms to face the center of the space. Feel your tips, the tips of your fingers. They're not dead, they're really alive. Extend them. Yes, and now feel the palms moving towards one another. Rather, the palms moving towards the body. And slowly crossing. And slowly the fingertips and the palms come to rest on the torso. So you can have a look if you're not sure, but the arms are crossed and resting in front, your fingertips at the clavicular area. Feel your whole body. I don't live in the body. The body is this exquisite creation in me, moment by moment. Feel your right leg and how she meets the earth. Slowly the torso turns to the left, but I don't do it. It's a ghost-like smooth. Where does the mover come into action? Just observe. The doer mover who wants the posture to be perfect. Stay right at the threshold before the mover comes. Feel the posture. That's one way to empty it of the mover. Because as you feel the posture and welcome it, you take your position as the openness. So whatever part of you was identified with the posture is no longer so. And the posture is free. Slowly the torso turns to the right. I don't do it. Of course, I do it. I, the invisible doer. So in a way, do it. But you know what I mean? I hope we can talk about it. And now slowly feel the torso moving to cover the right leg. But just millimeter by millimeter. You might visualize that the torso is resting on a cushion of air that slowly deflates. And again, no doer, no pushing. As soon as there's a pushing, taste it. You've caught the separate self in your net. And when you catch the separate self as a sensation in your net, all you do is you release it. You offer it to the openness. Long inhale, long out breath. Slowly let your right arm extend towards your right foot or your right ankle. Maybe your right elbow in front of your right knee. And as that happens, the torso opens to the center. And as that happens, if possible, if it wants, the left arm is floating up to the ceiling. All of this easy, long left fingers. Feel your left palm, feel your right soul, feel they're talking to each other. And then feel your right palm, wherever it's resting. Is it allowed to touch the earth, the texture? Feel your left sole and let them talk to each other. Say yes to this orchestra of sensations. And then slowly the folding back. It's a dance. Torso coming back towards the right leg and the arms melting and the cushion of air appearing that inflates, and as it inflates, it pushes the torso up so there's no effort. And the torso back to the center and the left leg opens. And a pause. Feel the exquisite tenderness of the body. In the pauses, we don't wrap the body back up so we can take residence in it. We, quite the opposite, what do? We let the body undo itself. You know, like, we go around the body and wherever we can, we undo the knot, we open the door. We encourage this body to taste its freedom. and its aliveness. Feel your breath, always the breath, the belly. No, nothing is mechanical with the body. It's like an animal, and every sensation is a little creature. Every little movement of the breath when it tastes the abdomen. Every little touch of the air through the nostrils. Dragging the right heel towards the left thigh. No effort, lazy. And collapse the spine again. Let the skeleton go. Use your breath. The breath would like to help. Feel the body sensation. And slowly let that flame of energy rise from the pubic bone. Don't do it, just allow it. Touching, caressing the space in front of the torso. No big extension, humble extension. Top of the head towards the ceiling. Lips kissing the air. And the arms float up. It's the first time. Resting the arms on the horizontal plane, and then just visit the sensation, visit the shoulders. Are they allowed to flow down the back body? Visit the hands, the fingers, the elbows, the wrists, long arms. Space in the articulations, now cutting the space right and left. Feel the sides of the hands. Feel everything, not just the nice things. Feel the not so nice things, that's just a label. Be patient. Long, big, wide open wings, palms turning to face the center, and then gather the space with the palms as your arms bend and cross slowly though. Last one to arrive is the winner. How does it want to happen? How do the elbows do it? How do the hands do it? How does the face do it? What about the legs? And feel your fingertips reaching your body, touch, fingertips, texture. Slowly the torso turning towards the right. Catch the doer in your net. Have a look. What's it made of, this doer, on the tactile level? Lots of little fish, doer fish. Torso turns towards the left, smooth. You're just catching the doer. Wherever you catch it. Pause. Surrender the posture to the space all around. And feel the cushion of air in front of the torso, supporting the torso, and slowly it's deflating. Torso covering the leg, the left leg. but possibly just a few millimeters. As soon as you reach that threshold where the pusher threatens to enter the picture, pause. And then surrender. You just surrender the weight in all directions. You welcome back of the legs, of the left leg, the breath. Listen out for the one who would like the posture to be more this, less that. Again, not judging, not minding at all. It's just such an opportunity to observe the activity of separation at the level of the body. And some of it is so innocent. There's nothing wrong with wanting to achieve a posture at another moment. But it's just good to put the separate self and or the agendas under the microscope, to see how they originate, the agendas. Slowly let the left arm reach to where it wants to reach, maybe the foot or the ankle or the shin, or maybe the elbow sliding in front of the knee. And as that happens, the torso naturally opens like a book towards the center. And as that happens, maybe the right arm, but don't feel it's an arm, it's a flow of sensation rising to the ceiling. No mechanics, flowing life. You're the sky, and here are the clouds made out of you. Long inhale, long exhale. Empty the posture, empty the shoulders, the hip, the right hip, the right shoulder. Yes, slowly melting back with the body. Don't do it. Let it happen. See how it happens. Moments by moment, be surprised. The cushion of air inflating to carry the torso back. Wait to see where does the torso go. Slowly folding the left leg back if you were sitting cross-legged, or whatever sitting position you were calling home base. Let the body come back to that. We do neck and head circles slowly. Nobody doing it. No head, no neck, no body. Just this flowing sensation and openness. Now the other way. And the head comes back. Let it come back on its own. And now just feel movement arising from wherever. Just having explored the body like this, let it all go and just see what happens when you let the body move. And forget about doing, not doing, non-duality, impersonal, personal. Just let the body move. Express through movement. And perhaps layers of the doer would like to be moved. So again, just allow that. If there are feelings that have been surfacing, emotions, that may have a shape, just see what happens. And the body can come to standing now, or stay sitting, but don't think too much. Engaging with a part of our being that is more to do with freedom, not knowing, completely tactile and kinesthetic, so there's just no thinking, just letting it happen. And feel the breath and the sounds can come. And I'm going to stand up. Please don't hesitate. And if you're standing, find the feet with the earth. And notice this tendency to want to know what to do and how, and then just throw it out the window. Just visualize, imagine that you know exactly how it is, that you know what it means to allow the body to move. Because in fact you do so. And the allowing of the body to move is just the allowing of the feet with the earth, the palms with the space, the articulations with the currents of invisible choreography, and then you just let it go, the head especially, let the head participate, and the pelvis and your sexual regions and your hips. To begin with, you might have to evoke a creature or a shaman or a Tai Chi master, or if you are a dancer, you are a dancer, so you just dance. Except that because we're in the shrine, the dance is somehow a dance with the invisible, with the not knowing. In this case, when we move like this, we are taking residence as a shape, as a body shape. So don't feel you have to, you know, be the openness and then how does that work? No, just allow yourself to be the shapings of shapes moment by moment. And then at the same time, you have no idea. So you should follow what appears. You follow the emotion. Is it joyful? Is it sad? Is it playful? Is it wild? Is it angry? Is it ferocious? Is it crazy? Feel there's a borderless space surrounding this shape, so there's no danger, no walls that are going to be hit. And also feel the wilderness of this shrine, so that if there's slightly uncivilized feelings, ugly feelings, ugly movements, big old ugly movements, they are welcome. All those layers that are not so welcome in everyday personal, collective, civilized world, you can give them a shape just now. We all have our ugly ones. Let your breath come just like mine and your sounds. Join me. Trusting the lulls, but see where the next wave takes you. There's no right or wrong. There's no looking for anything. Sometimes something appears. A very distinctive shape comes. An insight through the body moving. But sometimes it's just movement for no reason. Feel your hands and how they shape, what they shape. Maybe also feel the movement is a prayer. Whatever kind of prayer, maybe it's an expression that arises out of this invisible source. A kind of intelligence, a language. It's the language of myself with myself. Another language for the mind, language of the hands. The arms. Trusting those arms and hands, the gestures carry so much intelligence. And how they reach in the space, the directions. Sometimes the touch of the hands to the body. Kind of healing intuition of the body. I'm just naming all these possibilities, and I really encourage you to move at home sometimes, just for no reason like this, to be moved rather. As a way to enter the mystery of creation. How does this next movement appear? Who decides? No, that's not the right line of thinking. Just discovering by being this moment by moment creation. Yes, and gently in your own time, we'll come to closure with this dance. But let it find a non-violent way of coming to stillness. It might come in stages, a slowing down, a pause, And again, when the body's still just not wrapping yourself back in the limited body, staying as the openness and letting the body kind of radiate whatever is still dancing. Feel that, you know, the body is a real, somehow it's a real thing. It's a real experience. It's substantial. And sometimes it's transparent and barely there and porous. And other times it's full of texture and energy and sometimes it's also the place of suffering, the place of separation, the place where the geography of being a fragment is very clear. Or I should say, of seeming being a fragment. But nevertheless, it may be not true, but at the moment where we feel that with the body, it feels very true and it requires attention. Not always, sometimes it requires ignoring it in a way, you know, like. Sometimes we know we are the sky, and yes, there are heavy, dark clouds, which would be the suffering at the level of the body. And we choose to let them be without paying them too much attention. And that has a power over the clouds. They get the message. They get the message that they're welcome, but that they're not the center of the universe, that they're not ruling the show. But other times, these feelings of separation in the form of emotions might simply like to be engaged with because they're full of life. And if we engage with them by somehow allowing them to express without forgetting the truth, we will be surprised. We will learn something about ourselves. We will learn something about the separate self that will come, bring that separate self closer to its true self. I'm not sure if I'm clear. I don't think I am, but that's okay. I will try to clarify some other time. So just sitting together here in the shrine. With your open bodies. Feel your open bellies, your open breath. Your open hearts. Feel that whatever quality of openness is with you right this moment, be it the open palms of your hands or, as I said, your open heart. Feel that that quality takes you to our shared being. And whatever is not open in your experience right now, a tension in the throat, a tension in the face, a sadness in the heart, you can bring that to the openness. Gently. So either we abide as the openness, or we recognize the field of openness and we surrender what is not open. We give it back, we let it be in a way. And for most of us, we do a bit of both. Sometimes we abide quietly, tasting the peace that we are. And at another moment, it's more like a prayer, in the sense that we feel a contraction, we feel the suffering that we seem to be, and we knowingly give ourselves to the openness, which we later discover is what we are. Don't do anything in particular. Thank you. I'm gonna unmute. Can I unmute? I don't know. If you want to unmute, you're welcome to. Hi, everyone. Thank you for coming. Hi, Patricia.
Hey.
Hi. Who is new? Is anybody new? Is Chandra Valley, are you new?
Yes. Thanks.
If you have any questions, you're welcome to email, because we don't really have a conversation in the mornings of on the Fridays. So it might be very new to you, so don't hesitate.
Thank you, Ellen. Thank you, Ganga.
Thank you, Luca. Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Ganga.
Thank you, Ganga. Thank you, Ellen.
Thank you, Wolfgang. Bye-bye. Have a
bye-bye.
Nice time. Bye.
Thank you, Ganga and Ellen.
Bye, babe.
It's beautiful.
Thank you for coming.
Thanks, Ellen. Thanks, Ganga.
Bye, Vivienne. Erica, are you new?
Yeah, well, this is my third time, but I haven't been for a few months, so
okay,
you again.
Welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Ellen and Ganga.
Ganga, it was good, but the sound was a tiny bit, I think it's your connection maybe, but it's so sweet that you come like that. I think we all love it.
I really do love it. It's gorgeous. Thank you so much.
It's really beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, wonderful.
Thank you.
Oh, Samit, are you new? No, you came once before, didn't you?
No, it's my first time.
Okay, welcome.
Thank you. I do have a lot of questions, but I'll ask you later.
Yeah, email or on Tuesday evenings, I do another session where we have time for conversation. So
I'll attend your live events as well. So
my live events, which one?
You have a live event, right? Question and answer.
Yeah, the one on the Tuesday evening. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
I wish we had live events where we could touch. All right. Have a lovely weekend and day. Bye-bye. Bye, Maria Rosa.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And Sarah. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm ending. Bye-bye.